Hey everyone, welcome back to The Calm Within. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let's be real, life can feel like a runaway train sometimes, right? We're constantly chasing deadlines, trying to fix yesterday's messes, and worrying about what tomorrow might bring. It's exhausting. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon to finding peace amidst the chaos? It's not some magical potion or a week-long retreat in Bali, although those are pretty amazing. It's something much simpler, learning to fully embrace the present moment. Think about it, we spend so much time caught up in our thoughts about the past or anxieties about the future that we miss out on the beauty of right now. That sunset you saw yesterday? Gone. The delicious cup of coffee you just finished? Already over. It's like watching a movie and wishing we were back in the last scene instead of fully experiencing what's happening on screen at this very moment. So, how do we learn to truly live in the present? Well, that's what we're diving into today. Let me give you 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of being present. 1. Practice mindfulness. This one might sound a little woo-woo, but trust me, it's life-changing. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Think about when you last really savored a bite of food, or felt the warmth of the sun on your skin. Those are moments of mindfulness. It could be as simple as focusing on your breath for a few minutes each day, noticing the sounds around you, or just taking a moment to appreciate the small things. 2. Ditch the what-ifs. Ever get stuck in a spiral of what-ifs? What if I didn't say that? What if I hadn't taken that job? It's like we're constantly replaying past events and creating new anxieties about the future. The truth is, dwelling on the past or worrying about the future steals our joy from the present. Let those what-ifs go. You can't change what happened yesterday, and you can't control tomorrow. Focus your energy on what you can control, your actions and reactions in this moment. 3. Embrace imperfection. Life is imperfect, and that's okay. We all make mistakes, things don't always go according to plan, and sometimes life throws us curveballs. Instead of getting caught up in the need for everything to be perfect, learn to accept things as they are. It's liberating, I promise. 4. Be grateful. Gratitude is a powerful tool. When we focus on what we're grateful for, our perspective shifts. We start noticing the good things in our lives, big and small. So take a moment each day to reflect on the things you appreciate: your health, your loved ones, a warm cup of tea, a sunny day. You'll be amazed at how much it changes your outlook. 5. Disconnect to reconnect. I'm talking about those constant notifications, social media scrolling marathons, and always on mentality. Technology is amazing, but it can also be a huge distraction from the present moment. Set aside some time each day to unplug and reconnect with yourself and your surroundings. Go for a walk in nature, read a book, listen to music, or simply sit in silence and enjoy the peace. Let me tell you a story about this. Remember that friend who always seems so calm and collected? The one who never gets stressed out, no matter what. I used to think they were superhuman, but guess what? Turns out, they're just really good at living in the present moment. They don't dwell on past mistakes or worry about future uncertainties. When something happens, they take a deep breath, assess the situation, and make the best decision they can in that moment. It's like they have this inner GPS guiding them through life, always pointing them towards the present path. And you know what? You can develop that same skill too. Remember those 5 key takeaways we talked about? Start incorporating them into your daily routine, even in small ways. Practice mindfulness while you eat, be grateful for a sunny day, and disconnect from technology for a few minutes each evening. It takes time and effort, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. So remember, don't let the past hold you back or the future overwhelm you. Embrace the present moment with all its beauty, challenges, and possibilities. You have the power to choose how you react to life's experiences, so make a conscious decision to be present, be grateful, and live fully in this very moment. Until next time, keep that inner calm flowing. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little reminder to find peace in the present moment. You know, spread the stoic love.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.